That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Don't let a wild pube wreck you. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and our sponsors at Manscaped are here for you for the best tools to get your balls ready for the special occasion. This V-Day, it's time to join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming, with our exclusive offer. To get this, go to manscaped.com and use promo code Bubba, that's B-U-B-B-A, for 20% off and free shipping. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, their Shed Travel Bag and the anti-chafing boxer briefs, to keep your boys stored comfortably. And to complete the perfect package for your package, our liquid formulations like the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and the Crop Reviver Ball Toner. You gotta have both of those. Start your day off with a deodorant for your boys, then stay cool all day with toner to keep them feeling the best all day and night. These formulations will have your balls smelling like a king on your big day. Go to manscaped.com for our exclusive offer and 20% off free shipping with the Bubba code. Your balls and your lady will thank you. Join Cupid and shoot your arrow with Manscaped this Valentine's Day.
Damned if I do, damned if I don't.
Whatever. Just damned.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, hold on. You want to hear somebody puking?
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
Day thing every year. Not this year. Canceled. Mm. Love.
All right, we're live.
White Castle has been canceled this year.
The
chains restaurants in most markets have long held a dining in experience.
Oh, Michaela Kenny.
A special day with burgers,
what did he call
fries,
her the other day?
He called her something yesterday, too, though.
Yeah.
Yesterday was even worse.
It was like Kyla.
Kyla, yeah.
Kyla McCabe.
Would you do that, Lurch?
Yeah, Kyla McCabe.
Like,
yeah.
Cool chick who, like, wanted to, you know, it was like ease. It was.
Look at her.
I'm trying to find the right adjective or adverb. I forgot which one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my eyes. Kyla McCabe.
No.
But, like, if we've been together for a while, then yeah, sure.
Or you go with the guys. Like.
Who's texting me on my phone? Oh, it was a Blink deal. I get a Blink notice from people coming in and out of the building.
I'm sorry, was it me?
Certain areas. No.
Oh, okay.
Lummy, do you understand what I want to do with the beer now?
Yes, sir.
The loose one's in the barrel.
100%.
The other one's not in the barrel, buddy.
Yep. If I can get...
You got it?
Yes, sir. If I can get, Jesus...
Sorry, certain areas.
Assist me.
No.
Oh, okay.
Lummy, do you understand what I want to do with the beer
now? Yeah, Lummy, do you understand now?
Oh, yes, sir.
Jesus,
I understand. Can I get Jesus to help me?
I can help you.
Yes, sir. Can you help me?
I mean, all we have to do is just carry that one big deal out to...
Is this still a replay?
Yes.
No,
Lummy, do you understand what he wants to do now?
Lummy, do you understand what I want to do now?
Yes.
All we got to do is carry it out.
But
is this a replay or is it live? It's live. All you got to do is play it again.
Yes.
No, is this a replay or is it live? Lummy, do you understand what I want to do? All we got to do is play it again. Carry it out. Is it live? Is it a replay or is it live? All we got to do is play it again.
Do you understand?
All you got to do is play it again.
Is that now?
No, is this a replay or is it live?
Okay, wait, hold on.
All we got to do is play it again.
Can I just get someone to fucking help me?
Lummy, do you understand?
It's a heavy cooler.
Is that now?
No, we're just replaying.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Oh, wait, just, why don't you just drink all the beers in there first, and then you can carry it out.
Can I just get someone to fucking help me? It's a heavy cooler.
Is that now?
No, we're just replaying.
Jesus, fuck, man.
Oh, wait, why don't you just drink all the beers in there first, and then you can carry it out.
Can I just get someone to fucking help me? It's a heavy cooler.
Is that now?
No, we're just replaying.
Jesus, fuck, man.
Oh, wait, why don't you just drink all the beers in there first, and then you can carry it out.
Can I just get someone to fuck?
Lummy, do you understand what we need to do?
Fuck no now!
No, we're just replaying.
Jesus, fuck, man.
Why don't you just drink all the beers in there first?
It's a vortex that you can never get out of. It's a vortex that you can never get out of.
Fuck no now!
It's a vortex that you can never get out of.
Why don't you just drink all the beers in there first?
It's a vortex that you can never get out of. It's a vortex that you can never get out of.
Fuck no now!
It's a vortex that you can never get out of.
Why don't you just drink all the beers in there first?
It's a vortex that you can never get out of.
It's
a vortex that you can never get out of.
Fuck no now!
It's a vortex that you can never get out of.
Why don't you just drink all the beers in there first?
It's a vortex that you can never get out of.
Mommy, is it clear what you need to do?
That's radio microdosing, is it not?
Yes.
My lord.
Macro.
So I think Bubba's going to help me with the cooler, I think.
How far do we got to carry it? My short little T-Rex arms. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll carry most of it, Bubba.
No, I'll carry it, but what are we taking it to?
How can you carry most of it?
He can't. Are we taking it to the bullpen?
We're taking it to the bullpen. Or actually, you know what? We should probably take it outside of the parking lot with all the water.
Yeah, I need to drain it.
I need to drain. Oh, God, I need to drain.
You need a drain? You need help?
I need to drain my cooler. Not my balls, my cooler.
Not your main vein?
No, I don't need to drain my balls. I need to drain my cooler.
Your balls?
My balls. Oh, nothing's better than draining your balls. I'm just saying. Not that, Anna, you're in the ball draining business, but my God, for those that dabble into that, that's nice.
On which end?
I'm a drainer, not a trainee.
Okay, just make sure. I don't know.
You think I'm a trainee?
I don't know. You and Dan have been very close lately.
Please.
Oh.
Stop with that nonsense.
Yeah, don't put him in that circle.
With that fucking heat. And you need to adjust your microphone so that it's not blocking the Hall of Fame busts. On your right side of your shoulder.
You have to worry about that.
But yeah. I put that video I sent it to Anna. It's on our IG.
Yeah, it's on there.
I know, but what video?
The one I took. I went down the line.
The one that's
to
on our IG.
Everything.
Instagram.
Right. Sorry.
And Blitz, I think you cannot get a copyright violation. I think we can actually play our Instagram on our YouTube and or Facebook.
We should be able to.
You never know, though. Usually when I'm like, hey, I'm going to play this, it's literally like, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on here. Our Instagram on our YouTube and or Facebook.
You should be able to.
You never know, though.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't even.
Usually when I'm like, hey, I'm going to play this, it's literally like, you can't do that.
You're listening to us. Mm-hmm.
Hey.
All right, this is our Instagram, right?
Yes, sir.
This is our IG.
Anna, you're getting ready to hit a bony.
I know.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I've been looking at the numbers.
You and Ace are going to hit a bony bony.
I like bony bonies.
There he goes. There, hold on. This is our Hall of Fame members.
Yep.
Hall of Fame 2021. Hall of Famer, the Bubba Light. And you know what, Blitz? The tag, the placards turned out nice. They're identical with how big the molding is. You know what I'm saying? Like, yep. They fit perfect.
Cool.
And they're Velcro mounted where I can pull them off if you pull some crap, stupid stuff.
Yep.
Oh, there is Iggy Miguel.
Nope.
Now, why did you skip over
it's
Iggy?
Caribou.
Well, no, I was just kind of going down the line.
No, you kind of fucked with it. I'm like,
well, he's not Iggy anymore.
He's Caribou Lou.
But no, he's not. He's Hall of Famer Caribou Lou.
Hall of Famer Caribou Lou.
See, you're really on Hall. Listen, I'm not going to say Hall of Famer to each one of these because we're talking about the Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay.
Hall of Fame, the bubbly.
But. You really put him over, and then you fuck Iggy.
Well, I just fucked the line.
Why'd you fuck Iggy?
Look at that.
I probably fucked a lot of people over.
Oh. Wow, and he fucked over Indiana BRN?
Well, no,
yeah,
I stopped
did.
At him for a little bit.
God,
and then
you're
Hall
stupid.
Of Famer Shizness this is. And then Cable Dog, see?
You fucked over, I think you fucked over Joe from the West Side.
Well, I wasn't.
That was very much
I think
a fleeter.
We need to put Mac on there.
We're not putting Blitz stop with your, listen. Then Blitz, because I don't have a bust of Bigfoot Greater Man.
Well, I caught that, by the way.
I put him right in the middle.
Sorry.
You know what, Lummy? I'm going to go ahead and do a video today and do it properly.
Yeah.
And I'll, because this sucks.
Sorry.
This is horrible.
So, well, then I went back to him because I was like, oh.
But why didn't you give some commentary?
It was during the hot mic and people were talking behind me.
So? That's every reason. That's every reason.
What?
That's every reason for you to say something.
Sorry.
We're coming up on Heather Wiz.
I thought about it and I just went and did it.
And here's Heather Wiz. Looks great. And here is Scout from Scout and Big Gulp. She looks great. And here is Big Gulp from Scout and Big Gulp. And she's got half of a head. But the new head that Grouper Lips is making is 62% done. And then here's Jamie from Northern Heat and AC. That looks good. And then, hold on, you didn't even go to Grouper Lips and Caitlin. There's two slots for them. You couldn't have fucked this up anymore.
Well, by the way, I don't run.
No.
Why are you a fuck up? No, because I don't run those. Because I don't run those fucking things, and I'm the one who went up and got them. And I showed your paintings.
You didn't get them. You didn't.
But
get
I showed
them.
The paintings.
You missed Caitlin. You missed two people that are in the Hall of Fame.
Hold on. But I actually took the initiative to go do it.
Did you go back? And if the only way that I'll be able to apologize to you, if you went back and indeed showed Caitlin Hatley and Grouper Lips' placard. Did you or did you not?
I don't know. We'll see, I guess.
No, it looks like it's cut off Willie
to
me.
No, I guess I didn't.
And this couldn't have shot this any stupider.
Well, but at least I took the initiative.
Did you put the stupid filter on?
Lummy, are you running the stupid filter right now?
I guess so. I took the initiative and went and did it. I guess the stupid person shouldn't have taken the initiative.
This is how it should have gone. Okay, ready, Lummy? Hey, it's Lummy, and here's the Hall of Fame. There's Bubba Light, and there's Iggy, and here's Lummy, you go so fucking fast that you can't even get through them.
I was trying to. I only had like 2 minutes left in the hot mic.
Were you trying to do this as bad as you can, trying to get me to get mad, knowing I'm going to flip the fuck out?
No,
because you could have done it any dumber.
No, because next time I just won't even do it or suggest it.
Then you get fired for being lazy.
Why would I get fired? I don't run that stuff.
That's okay. I'm gonna say, Lummy, did you think about doing? Yeah, I did. You're fired.
Oh, well,
or get bear sprayed.
Or get bear sprayed. Which one? I'll take the bear spray, please.
But
Lummy, Lummy, if you're gonna do something,
really?
Do it right.
I'm in trouble for actually going, like thinking of like, hey, let's show that off.
Won't you just call out the bitch that should have done it?
Well, I mean, Anna.
She runs Instagram.
And then I sent it to TikTok too.
Anna, fix your mic.
But TikTok too. But I mean, you know.
You want me to go fix that mic on in the way it's supposed to be fixed? The way I'm looking for it to be done?
Okay.
I want that one row of plaques to be, I mean, that one row of busts to be right
just
over your
little. Right in front of your
right over your little
face.
Peanut head. Don't have it drooped down like a donkey dick. Have it run 90 degrees. Do you know what?
Yeah, don't make it look like Blitz's dick, all right? Just, you know,
this,
turn it
is
up.
Is this better?
Let me see.
You'll probably have to wait a minute.
No, it's not.
You're fucking stupid.
No, you're still covering the row.
Are you mad?
Don't have it cover that row.
Oh, he's angry.
Comes Bubba.
Much better. See how easy that was?
Now you got to talk into it like that.
You love your both fucking
both dumb.
Is it this good?
I feel like yeah.
Blitz. That took me about 2.2 seconds to figure out.
Right.
Now, Anna, within that little world, you can make, if it's a little too tall, you can bring it down a little
bit.
Oh,
no, I'm just adjusting myself.
No, you have to move your head because
Anna,
now your head covers the other row.
Are you mad
Anna,
at me?
No, I just want you to sit in your normal position, back down, and then bring the mic down. Just don't have the mic flag that covers the busts. Can you not see your camera as a monitor?
Yes.
Okay. Here. It's getting worse, sir.
It's hard to see. Okay.
Because she's trying to look so pleasant and so formatic.
Fucking... Oh, keep
okay, that's closer. That's closer. That's closer. That's good.
Well, don't forget, Bubba, you're also on like a way delay.
Yeah.
Well, you had it good.
Okay.
Now you get comfortable.
I am so comfortable.
No, you don't look comfortable at all. You look like you're sitting straight up. The teacher just called on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Slack it back a little bit. Now your mic is perfect, and any downward thing would be great. Just the up. Now, how would you sit, like, if you were to be comfortable, sit comfortable? Like, I'm comfortable right now. I'm sitting fucking cool.
I'd probably be hunched over a little bit more.
All right, so hunch it over a little bit. I want you to get totally comfortable, and I think we can work within that world of your comfortability.
Okay. This is good.
It takes a little bit. I know I'm a little bit behind here. Let me 260 people live on our Facebook.
578 on YouTube.
Are you trying to face me up?
No, you always want me to call YouTube. Carla with 200 stars.
Hi, Carla.
Facebook.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Facebook.
Facebook.
What did you say that for?
Yeah, Facebook.
Warren. Oh, Facebook.
Facebook.
I thought you were having a Chris G.
No, he's having a Warren G outburst.
I was like, hey,
now,
Chris
Anna,
G, come in and fake fuck me.
Are you?
What?
Are you comfortable?
Yes.
It looks like the mic's a little high, that maybe you should move it down just a little bit, because it looks like you're kind of stretching your big neck.
Is that good?
David Hernandez off.
What?
What?
Nothing. What was that?
What about David Hernandez? Wait,
what about him?
Let me just because you're wearing. There you go. Now is that truly super, super comfortable right there?
Yes. Yes.
That looks great.
Okay, perfect.
Like, do you feel good there?
I feel so good.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem.
If you turn down the back.
Do you think that you can say stupid things because you got your face covered?
No one knows who I am.
Turn the back lights down a little bit because they're like super bright.
Because the gold.
Yeah, that looks way better. Perfect. Now wait till you see it. It'll look way better.
Oh, right, yeah.
Well, it takes me a while. I'm a little bit delayed, not only in life, but I do have my Hey Dudes pants on. I mean,
that's great with the black socks.
Ooh, that does look better.
Yeah.
That does look better. And then, Blitz, if you had your little graphics going, that would look cool, too.
Oh, yeah, with the TVs on.
Yeah, I'm going to change them a little bit because they're, like, really annoying on camera.
No, they're not. They're super
cool. Oh, they are annoying.
All right, well, sooner the better on that.
Okay.
And then I could almost probably even go lower on the lights, you know, if those TVs were on.
I'm wondering if, like, those power outlets, like, cycle at night. Because I leave them on when I've left a few times, and I come back, and the TVs are off, and, like, there's no power to them at all.
I don't know. Maybe we should try it when we don't have so many people in the building.
Some of the new TVs now have, if you don't change the channel or do whatever, they turn off after 6 hours.
Yeah, but they don't go into,
but
like,
that even looks better. Look
at
that.
It does. It looks way better.
Yeah. And then that one light that's kind of glaring on the screen, we could probably adjust that so it wasn't glaring on the screen. And if Blitz had his little thing floating around, it'd be straight money. And Anna looks good, too.
Crete and Travis replaced a bunch of those bulbs.
Yeah, I know. But we had to go, like, that's a whole thing in itself.
He's a great guy.
Oh, he is a great guy. But we couldn't some of them are screw-in and some of them are LEDs.
They're twist.
The only lighting I really need is up like that, is just to light the.
Well, those were, he put all new bulbs in over there. Well, all, but he just, any of them that were dead, he found the twist locks and put them in.
Perfect.
Great guy.
So, Anna, are you comfortable?
So comfortable. I honestly, truly.
How you feeling?
Do you want to come in and put those luggers on now?
I feel great. I know people think I'm sick. I'm really not.
Put what on right now?
Oh.
I can turn those TVs on and put the logos on right now.
If you is that a problem?
No, it'll just take a minute.
You sure?
Yeah, I'll come do it.
And you're negative tested?
Yeah.
Hey, Jesus.
I'm always negative.
Jesus, you over there?
No, he hasn't been here for the whole show.
Oh, he left?
He's not in here.
I think he's mounting tires.
Okay, yeah, he might be
got
doing
on
that.
Him a little bit.
Okay. I'll be in there.
Heather Wiz, are you still sick?
Oh, she's got like 102 temperature.
Really? What's because she bit and made out with people all weekend long?
Yeah.
Maybe we should
she's
do
got the flu.
Maybe we should do the Heather Wiz Award. Who was the chick that was the naughtiest? You know, we have the Drunk Kim Award, the Dark Batch Steve Award, the Iggy.
Things get kind of wild on Friday night.
The Kelly and
recall.
Brandy Award, the Romina Diaco Award, the DJ Willa Award, the David Hernandez Award, the Ocala Farrah Fawcett Award, the Missy Hazel Award, the Jimmy K Award, the Brandon the Quad Award, the Scout and Big Hop Award, the Grouper Lips Award, and
David
the Matt.
Hernandez?
Can I delete this one because I think you just shouted out and you haven't called it out? It's the Dr. Dan Award.
What?
It's the most nut hut outburst award.
No, that's okay, not, that's not an award.
You said it, so.
I'm thinking about maybe doing the Heather Wiz Award, which was the girl that had the most action over the weekend.
She got action?
She said she was classy naughty, and that's exactly how I would describe the Heather Wiz Award.
Classy.
A girl that was naughty but still kept a certain amount of class. I don't know, biting a guy on his back while he's carrying you out of the dollhouse, fireman's carry style, is classy. But
what about Friday night shenanigans?
What did she do? Friday night she was at the strip club all night long.
I was talking about what happened here. I don't know if I'm supposed to say what happened.
Well, it was on one night, so ripping her panties off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she ripped her panties off.
That's classy naughty.
You know what? So there is going to be a Heather Wiz Award, Lummy.
Classy naughty.
Who was the naughtiest but yet classy.
Gotcha.
Or just say, look, let's not even take classy yet. Let's just say naughtiest.
All right, yeah, naughtiest. That's more fun.
She
anyways.
Wants to make it classy. But let's just, you know, let's call black and white. She was naughty.
She's
naughty.
Spade.
Dirty birdie.
Yeah, she was. I'm not going to put dirty in there, but she was naughty. Oh, Blitz, I look so good. So the Heather Wiz Award in this year would go to Heather Wiz.
And it's a naughty award.
It's the naughty. Who was the naughtiest? Hello, who's this?
Bubba, it's Alan. Before you clock, my son has some questions about the Dan Diaco deal. Oh, he's a big fan of the show.
What? Yeah.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hey, sir. Hey, little
yeah,
guy.
That was already a gimmick before.
Carol Jones, 1,000 stars.
Hi, buddy.
I want to learn about the P peanut. I want to learn about the camera peanut that got stuck in Diaco's penis.
What about
how many
penis?
Hours did you practice with your dad to say this on the air to make an ass out of himself?
35
exactly. Minutes. You know, can you give your phone back to your daddy? Thank you, buddy. By the way, your mom's hot.
I'll do it.
What did he say?
He was listening the other day and he heard when you were going over the stuff with Dan's penis procedure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I should be describing that sort of stuff on the air to a kid. Yeah. Alan, you're going to get me in trouble.
No, I'm not. He thinks you guys are great. I tried to send Lemmy a video. He like
tell him that I want to blast his mommy. Put him back on. Put him back on real fast.
Here he is. His name's Stutter. Here, talk to him.
Stutter.
Stutter. Stutter.
Stutter.
Hey, Stutter, are you there?
Stutter.
I'm going to say it wrong. See if he corrects me. Hey, is your name Stutter?
Yep.
Stutter.
What are you doing? Hey, Stutter, how you been? How old are you, Stutter?
I'm 7 and a half.
7 and a half?
Sounds like Anna. 7 and a half.
7 and a half. So listen, Stutter, I want to tell you something. Your mom is hot, super hot.
Hey, Stutter, not Stutter.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Stutter.
All right, so hey, listen, Stutter, are you there?
Yes.
I want to, you know, I want to get crazy with your mama. Take those. I want to take those silky milkies right around the farm. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Stutter, is your dad cheap with you too?
Yeah. Does your dad cheap out and buy and like you know won't buy you cool stuff
yeah.
but buys $1 million?
Did you get anything for Christmas?
Tell your mom I want to take her silky milkies around the farm.
Yes.
I want you to say, "Mommy." In between doing medical commercials and being a real highfalutin, you know, Bubba wants to take your
doctor,
your milk, your silk and milk is around the farm.
Bubba wants to be your new dad.
I want Bubba to be my new daddy. I want you to say that. I want Bubba to be my new daddy.
He said, "Mommy does not work at a farm."
All right. Well, your mom can work over this farmer all day. God, she's hot. Anyway, Alan, we're probably getting somewhat inappropriate for your kid. And thanks for calling, my friend. See you later, cheapo.
Yeah, how's that Rolex?
Damn, Blitz, that looks... I don't know if the camera can pick it up or not, but it looks cool as hell.
Yeah,
it
looks good.
I'm going to turn the lights all the way off once. Let's see what that looks like. Let's see what that looks like. We're just doing some R&D on the camera deal. Hold on.
No, you need a little bit of light. Otherwise, you can't see the statues at all.
All right, hold on. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Bite clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
That looks good as hell right there. Wait till it catches up.
Oh, yeah.
So behind. Yeah.
Lummy, are you done having your outburst now, buddy? I was just saying, I'll go up and do it the way it should have been done.
Bubba, I'll go back and do it again.
No, they want me, the star of the show, to do it.
Okay, well, I was just saying,
don't even do it if it's just going to suck like that.
I just wanted to show people what the name tags look like.
But, buddy, in order to do that, you should have gone through each and every one of them audibly and given everybody equal time.
Okay, I'll go do it now.
If Hall of Famer Bubba Light gets 2 seconds, well, then so does Cable Dog.
All right, I'll go do it.
And Shivering Nisbis. No, I don't want you to do it.
I'll show you.
I don't want you to do it. Okay. I will do it.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm just disappointed in you. No big deal. You got your bank robber buff on. You're good.
I'll get the beer in the trash can for you. Don't mess that up.
No, but I'll help you carry out the cooler.
I appreciate that.
It was the Uber to the hotel lobby at 3 a.m. that I was just too tired, tipsy, and needed a big old man to fire carry me in. And I might have nibbled on him as I dangled. Well, Blitz, that sounds naughty, does it not?
Sounds pretty hot.
Hence, you're the winner of the Heather Wiz Award.
Yay, congratulations.
Which is the naughtiest.
The naughtiest.
Let me write that down on your list of awards that we can potentially award people after every barp party.
The Heather Wiz Award.
Do you think there are people that have listened to us describe barp and were like right there on the fence of maybe being a qualifier, be like, man, I can't miss that part. I'm Bubba Army. And I don't want to miss that party
next
year.
Yeah, they were all over IG Live when I went in. We saw a lot of comments like that.
I ain't missing it.
I got to go to the next one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was super cool. Had a great time. Thank you to everybody. Anna, did you have a good time? Who was your favorite of the party?
Oh, people-wise?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's tough.
I think I'm thinking about it.
I liked Brandy and Carla. They gave me a lot of love. That was cool.
You mean Kelly?
No.
Yeah,
Kelly and Brandy.
I think she means Carla.
I mean Carla, the
Bob from Sunbelt's wife.
Oh, Carla Sunbelt.
Yeah. Yeah.
I loved her.
She gave me a lot of love.
I met her early on, and I just was like, man, Bob, your wife.
I know.
You and her have kind of bonded a little bit, have you not? Carla.
Yeah, definitely. She told me that she loved me for like maybe 25 minutes.
Really? Do you think there's a little lappy? You think there's some lappy laffy Smurf parameters?
I think that's definitely a possibility.
Really? But yeah, but you're not in that game.
No, I'm not in that game. I'm not in any game. You know this.
Well, I know, and why don't you want to play any games? And it's just like, it's as exhausting as it is for me to ask. It's as exhausting for me to ask.
Yes, Bubba, you are 100%.
As exhausting
explain,
as it for,
explain it, Lummy.
As exhausting, yeah, Lummy, you explain what I meant to say. I have my eyes closed. I'm just trying to get through this show. I got to grind tires today. Go ahead, Lummy.
Oh, it's just exhausting, as exhausting, as exhausting as it can be exhausting.
Exactly. You nailed it, Lummy.
Yes.
You nailed it.
By the way, today on the podcast, in about an hour and 15 minutes, we'll have the Artie Lang podcast. Tomorrow, we'll have an OnlyFans deal. Is it Friday or tomorrow, Blitz?
Friday.
Friday, there'll be another OnlyFans deal, which will be a high spot. And then I don't know. And then we'll have, a show tomorrow? An after show tomorrow?
Yes.
And then a regular show on Friday, and then I'm headed to Bubba Raceway Park. I'll be there all weekend long. Friday night, I'm going to probably go over to Volusia.
Cool.
And then Saturday.
Packers game.
The Packers game at 8:15.
Tyler's back inside, too.
Oh. I forgot I was going to ask you, Tyler. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
You seem really stressed out.
Yeah, I just got a lot going on. But
yeah, well, I'm tired, Daddy.
I mean, now you kind of know my world, right, man? I always got a whole bunch of shit going on, buddy.
No, I know.
But so, do you need us to get everybody over there on Sunday to get that motor put in? Would you agree, bud, that we can't run the crate motor?
I agree, yes.
Creatine Travis has to come replace the motor.
Creatine Travis. Him and Big Red and Iggy will come get the motor. You agree that we or are you saying, like, if push come to shove and we couldn't get the big motor in, that we should at least we should just stick with the crate motor?
Yes.
Do you think the crate motor, I mean, the crate motor's getting tired, buddy. You know it's getting tired.
I know. If we come to that point, I'll check it over. But Brian's like, you know, I'll probably be in my crate car by the second or third night anyway. So
why?
Because you'll need a crate eventually, but the big motor is good, like, early on.
Oh. Well, let's just stick the crate in there. I don't think we have the manpower to go from the crate motor to the big motor back to the crate motor.
No, not at all.
Why? Now, why is that? Why? And you're allowed to just change motors at will, or what's the deal?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can. I mean, yeah. And here's the deal. It'll start first couple nights. It'll be wetter. Tyler, see if I'm right or wrong. I think I'm right. The first couple nights it'll be wetter, but by like night three or four, it starts getting kind of crusted over and dry. And a crate motor does better on a dry slick track than a big 725 horsepower.
So the
hop.
Smaller motor is better on a dry track.
Right? Am I right, Tyler?
Yes.
By the third night, it's kind of getting, you know, a little crustated over.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a crate motor does far better because, you know, Blitz, you got 430 horsepower compared to 700, and you could literally on a crate motor mat it all the way to the grass, you know, and get grip.
Right.
But on a 725 Delgado deal, you're just going to spin. You're not going to be able to hook it up. And even if you are the best throttle guy out there, you still, I mean.
No.
I don't know, Tyler. Maybe we take our time and just, you know, go through the valves on the, you know, go through the valves on the crate.
Now we're talking about the car that you guys are going to race starting Monday, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Tyler, I'm kind of all no. He's racing against Larson Thursday, Friday, today, Saturday. Like
this, yeah.
Well, with Jim Cryer's.
Jim Cryer's super late model. Ooh. It's a whole different deal.
Gotcha.
But so Tiz, I'm almost thinking, and like there is no right or wrong answer. I'll do whatever you think is best. You're the racer. I think maybe if Brian said that he'll be in his crate by the third or fourth, you know, Wednesday or so, I'm thinking we just stick it in, keep the crate in, and just have you fucking elbows up for those three nights, and then, you know, what do you think?
Right, yeah, I'll continue to talk to Brian the rest of the week and kind of make a plan with him, and we'll stick with it.
So you have the smaller motor in right now?
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Right. And it's kind of a pain in the ass to switch motors, is it not, well, Tyler?
I'm sure.
Yeah, it is, but the worst part's getting the headers to fit.
Right. You already ordered a new set, though, did you not?
Yes. Well, I mean, we're going to need it eventually, so.
Right. Now, those headers won't fit on the crate, will they?
They will not.
And our crate headers are on the last leg, too, are they not?
Yes, they are.
Can't use, like, JB Weld or anything?
No.
What about those wraps that you wrap around the muffler and they harden up when you get them wet?
Maybe.
Can you use that?
Maybe. Blitz knows all the shade tree stuff. Maybe. So anyway, Tyler, I'm getting ready to play a segment of my old voicemails back in 98 Rock when I was a single man, and like a lot of bitches were after.
Tell them not to listen?
Well, so I'm thinking.
Maybe you should go out and cut some tires or something.
Well, I'm thinking you can listen, but you got to understand, this is from like 1996 to like 2001, you know, before obviously I conceived you.
Yeah, before you were born.
Yeah, you were like still in my sack, and like, you know, I used to be.
You were just in his balls.
So, Tyler, you know, I mean, you've never seen me as quite a cocksman, but
he was a cockman. He would face fucking chicks in his club so fucking hard. He literally bent him over.
That's Warren.
Was that Warren G?
Yeah, sorry, it was Warren G.
He took his mask off.
Yeah, I took a mask off too.
To face fuck the air.
Stop.
Sorry. Tyler.
So Tyler, what I'm saying is when I was a single guy, you know, I was living in this big ass house. You know, I'd have chicks over all the time, and there were a lot of chicks after me. Now, you've never seen that, you know, that part of your father, thank God.
Yeah, you've never seen that.
But I just want you to, you know, realize the next segment that I'm going to play, I found these old CDs from 98 Rock, and I'm playing some of them. This one's funny as shit, but, you know, that is talking about me being a master coxman, and that might be uncomfortable for us.
Do you want me to go outside and do tires again?
No, I think you should be able to hear how much of a pimp your dad used
to
be.
Yeah, your dad was a fucking pimp.
I mean, you know, you got yourself a girl, and you don't have to play the pimp game, but it's a dirty game, and I played it well.
You'll never be a master coxman.
You'll never be a master coxman
like your dad.
In fact, I mean, let's just be honest.
World famous.
Let's just be honest. I don't know that anybody in this, I mean, other than Dan, I don't know if anybody could be up to my level of master coxman.
Oh, your level?
Yeah.
No way.
But I'm talking like my level when I was rolling hard like this shit.
No way.
Yeah, there's
no.
I mean, you know, I had a different girl every day. Oh my God. I don't know if I should be saying all that in today's environment.
In many days, it was probably more than one.
Oh, I did 3 a days.
Damn.
I've done 3 in 1 day once.
How?
Well, here's what I used to.
Oh,
Tyler,
no,
see
I know.
Later.
I mean, I know that. I'm just saying.
See you later, Tyler.
Physically, how?
Well, because I was, you know, younger, far younger.
Okay.
I mean, it was 22 years ago, so I would have been 33 years old. That's how.
Okay.
And I would have a girl meet me, because Blitz, you knew like at 10:05 I was out of the building.
Oh, I know.
You know, and I'd have a, like when I wasn't over going to Hogan's, I'd have a girl meet me like at 11:30, and then maybe like one at 2:30.
Always at her place?
No, my place.
Your place.
And then one, like, maybe at 6.
You wanted them to know where you lived?
I didn't give a fuck.
Okay. You had a giant mansion. You wanted to show it off.
Who am I trying to be, Kate? I mean, like, I don't live with a girl. I'm not...
I don't know. Just in case they went crazy and they know where you
live.
They
all went crazy.
Girls didn't go crazy back then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, let me... I found some of my... Yeah, back before cell phones and fucking Insta and, you know. I found some voicemails that I made into a, you know, that I played on the air. I would just play these on the air. I didn't give a fuck.
That's awesome.
First message.
And the first one was from, you know, the porn star Peter North?
Yes.
Remember, Anna, have you ever heard of Peter North?
No.
Oh,
he's,
God,
he's
yeah.
one of the most famous male porn stars ever.
He can drop some loads.
Yeah, he was famous for his giant loads.
Like he was most famous for, like, he would have, like, literally biggest loads ever.
All right, hold on. I'm
and he can aim it, too. He could aim it at a bullseye and hit it.
Peter North? Pop,
pop, pop, yeah, Peter pop, North, pop. Man. He would
How's
have...
How's it go, Lummy?
Pop, 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 pop.
Oh, my God.
He wanted to be on my show. Listen, just listen. Anna, I want you to, you know, grade me on my master cock. Now, Anna, I wasn't the kind of guy you would go out with, but, like, I was the kind of guy that Reagan would be going out with. You know,
oh, okay.
I'm a bad boy. I was a bad boy on the radio. I was a fucking big-time star.
Bad boys.
All bitches wanted a little piece of this, and I worked it. I worked the shit out of it.
First message. Urgent.
Now, first of all, Blitz, do you think this is something I should be playing?
Probably not.
Why not?
That's why we need to hear it.
Let me, what's your ruling on this?
Play it.
Bubba, how you doing, you freak? This is Peter North calling you from the West Coast.
And by the way, this is a porn star calling me a freak.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful weather out here. Listen, give myself a call or Mike a call. We wanted to try to get on the radio show with Randy West and Tara Hart and Shane Tyler. Give me a call at 714-387-9. Anyway, hope everything's well.
So, like, Anna, I'd be like, hey, let me check my... I would roll these onto a tape, and then I would just play them live on the air, and all the girls would hear about each other. And then they would bust me. I'd be like, man, that's just my friend calling in to make me look better. You know you're the only one that's coming over this Wednesday at 2:30. Please.
But you have to leave by 4 because I got another one coming over later?
Hard out by 4.
Leave by 4. I got to get something to eat and clean up all your remnants around here.
You had to de-puss the house.
That's what I used to call it on, a de-pussing the house.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, but give me a call. And hope to talk to you soon.
Man, the good old days.
How many pairs of sheets did you have?
Oh, I don't know, maybe 6 or 8. I had a woman that cleaned my house for me, too, and she was just not to, you know, like, no fucking comments about the Peter trails that you're seeing on my sheets.
Cheater trip.
Sent Monday.
Hey, Bubba, it's Chris Martin calling from CBS News, a voice from the past. Listen, when we met up last year...
Skipping.
I fucked that guy. I'm just looking for bitches. Let's count how many different girls there were.
Got it. Hold on.
Sent Wednesday.
Bubba, this is Heather. You know the Heather you never call? 941... 509.
Bye. Future wife?
Yesterday.
No, that was not Heather the wife. That was another Heather.
Okay, right.
Hey. Hi, it's Angela. Anyway, hope you have a good day. Hope all goes well. And hopefully I will get to speak to you soon. Here's the deal. If you return this phone call within a 24-hour period, it will entitle the caller, which better be you, to a Hummer, okay? But the call has to be returned within 24.
This girl's giving me a blowjob if I just call her back.
Jeez.
That's pretty much a master coxman, was it not?
Temp.
Yeah.
Hours, and I hope you have a great day.
So far, we got Heather and Angela.
Yep, bye-bye.
Got two.
Sent yesterday.
Hey, this is Amy from Hudson. You're probably out cheating.
Listen, listen. I called her when her boyfriend was around. She had to describe. Listen.
Using it up tonight. Hope you're enjoying it. You called me last week. That was another surprise. I star 69 and asked that my boyfriend was here, and it just wasn't going to go over well if I were to call you back. Let me know.
Hey, Anna, bitches are just as scandalous.
Worse.
as scandalous.
Well, I guess I'll just listen. Sometime I got to come up to your club. I'll have to meet you. I want to see you. Have a good night tonight. I'll get a hold of you some other time.
Sent Monday.
Hey, Bubba, this is...
I don't know why I beeped out her name, but it's we'll put some girl.
So you're blasting her.
Yeah, she was probably the one I was blasting at the time. So I said, listen, I'll beep your name out.
Okay. Did I give you a call today and see if we can get together? You know how to reach me. 43. Talk to you later. Bye.
Sent Wednesday.
Hey, Bubba, it's Christina. How are you doing? I'm gonna give you a call. I'm home tonight for about an hour. 381. I might be home tomorrow. If I'm not at home, of course, try me at work. 890.
She wanted to call me at work, too. She wanted me to call her at work, too.
Have a great day.
That's all of them. Heather, Angela, Amy from Hudson, some other girl, and Christina.
Impressive.
I always had about eight to ten of them on rotation.
Jesus Christ, Pops.
What?
That's insane.
And Blitz, that was before camera phones and any of this bullshit. That was when you actually had to call their house up.
Landline. Gross.
I don't know if I should have played that or not. Tyler, did you hear? I mean, Tyler, that was just back in the day. Shit,
he left a long time ago.
Good. I think he's disgusted by me.
Why? You're a pimp.
He doesn't. I don't think.
I'd be proud of you.
I don't think.
My dad.
But here's the day. Here's the deal.
You could be.
Like, if that was my dad, I'd be like, yeah, my dad's the fucking man.
Yeah.
But my son scoffs at my cock, my master cockism.
I agree.
I'm sure the most of the ladies on my Facebook, all 243 and the 400 or 500 of them on YouTube are all disgusted at me right now.
639 on YouTube.
Listen, it's
or the reverse. Mate copping is a thing that they've noted that happens with humans. women will often find that men are more attractive if they're already mated because they've already been pre-selected for.
Oh, I've been mated. All right.
It's called mate copping. It's a thing.
Mate copping?
Mate copping. So
what if
you
just
called
being a master coxman?
That too. It's basically the same thing. So if you see a guy and you're like, hey, it's whatever. He's not that good looking. And then you see that same guy with a girl that's attractive. You go, oh, shit. Is this guy rich? What has he got going on? Is he really funny? Is he really smart, ambitious, money, whatever? Mate copping. It's a thing.
Do you go for that?
It definitely turns your head when you go, wait, maybe I missed something. If this girl thinks this guy's something, then maybe I should investigate a little bit further.
David Fisk or Fizz, David
Yeah, Dr. Dan's Bloomin' Onion Maker, 1,000 stars.
I was just getting ready to give the guy a big
yeah, but let me nose his screen here.
Oh, okay, let me thank you for the correction. Thank you for the correction, Anna. I mean, thank you for the correction, Lemmy.
No problem, sir. Just
and Blitz, you know what? Here's the thing. I was thinking about a few nights ago, not that I'm trying to be too full of myself, but I don't know of any other radio personality in Tampa that ever ran like that. And the only one that could have maybe would have been Ron Diaz back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he was married for a long time.
And he was married. Like, you know, I don't think any nighttime radio guy had the same rules where I had, where you could have... Yeah, I don't think... In fact, one of the reasons why I think I'm so hated is because I am the only one that was ever allowed in the hit to do any of that shit.
I know who was running like that.
Who?
Remember the old FLA Lounge show? Harry Dangler?
No, well, yeah. I mean,
Big Buck, 1,000 stars.
Thank you, Big Buck.
Fonda Peters and Harry Dangler.
the true radio historian, Blitz, being negative, knowing damn well.
FLA Lounge.
But Blitz, nobody.
No, there's nobody.
That, you know, just got, that had nightclubs and limos and just got that much pussy.
I mean, I don't think, like, not even including just Tampa, just in general.
I think I got more pussy than even some of the athletes in town.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, the Bucks sucked. There was no
The Bucks were horrible back then. There was no Lightning.
Hockey was
There was no Lightning didn't get here till what, 92?
Yeah, so they were in St. Pete, and they sucked.
No, I don't think, when did the Lightning get here?
92.
92? Yeah. So same time I did. But nobody knew who the fucking Lightning were.
No. They weren't good until 98, and still they didn't get pussy.
They actually did a research project. Hey. Critical Mass did a research project. And it was funded by J-Core at Clear Channel at the time. And they did like a research project in Cincinnati, Denver, Atlanta, Chicago, Philadelphia, all these radio markets. And I was the only radio personality that had more name recognition than the starting quarterback for their NFL franchise. Meaning, like, if you were in Cincinnati, you probably knew who the Bengals quarterback was before you did of a certain radio guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but Lummy, I was going against Vinny Testaverde and Trent Dilfer.
Trent Dilfer, Craig Erickson, Vinny Testaverde, Steve DeBerg.
Yeah. So, like, they were showing out these statistics and be like, you know, in Denver, we don't have any radio personalities that score higher than the starting quarterback for the Broncos. In Atlanta, we don't have any radio personalities that score name recognition higher than the Falcons. In Philly, we don't have any radio personalities that score higher name recognition than the Eagles. But in Tampa, Bubba the Love Sponge has a higher name recognition than Vinny Testaverde. That's awesome. Or whoever the fuck was the quarterback at that time. How many girls do you think I've slept with, Bubba? I kind of know the number, and I don't want to talk about it. I went through a couple years ago and actually tried to come up with a number based on, you know, and
you showed us the number one time.
I don't think I did.
Well, yeah, you came on the after show one time with me and Colton.
Was I fucked up?
Yes.
Is there a copy of it anywhere?
You did not show us and said, do not repeat this. And you showed us the number on your phone.
Will you text me what you, do you remember the number?
Yes.
Can you text it to
me? This is you saying over or under.
No, well, so I gave you and Colton the number.
Yes.
All right. Are you going to send it to me?
I'm doing it right now.
And you got an iPhone, so our phones talk?
Yes.
The only person who doesn't have an iPhone is guess who? Odd Man Out, Johnny Negative.
I have one.
He has one. He doesn't use it.
I don't know the number to it.
I know, because I don't want to give it to you.
It's your burner fucking phone. You know why you don't want to give it to me? Because it'll actually confirm whether you got it or not, and you That's like right. to play those type of games.
It's right here.
Plausible deniability.
Exactly.
No, but here's
Lummy,
my
I'm
problem.
Waiting for it.
I don't always have it with me, so I don't want to give it to you and have you be texting me, and I don't have the phone with me.
Lummy.
I just text you. That's what you told us.
Oh, no fucking way.
Too high, too low.
No way.
That's what you said.
Way too low.
Way too low.
Way too
low. Oh, fuck then.
Way too low.
Okay. Is there a comma involved?
No, that's a pretty good fucking number, too, but...
No.
Can
maybe,
I guess?
Maybe it was maybe one number, the other number?
Can I guess?
Okay. No.
Please?
No. Man. Hold on here. Let me see.
Mother, may I?
1992. So, Blitz, I said I probably stopped running real hard, running super hard in 06 when I met Heather. Prior to that, I was running super hard. So, 2000.
Hold on. You stopped running super hard.
Hold on. Sorry, Bubba. That was something else. I just got reminded.
What?
By
Colton.
No.
That's what I was told. That's both of us were sure.
Now, is that combined oral and
Correct.
Intercourse?
Yes.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Okay.
No.
That's what. That's
no.
What, and you were confident on
if
it.
If you're talking about.
How many
if,
commas?
One.
What?
There's a comma.
What the fuck? Wait, hold on. Is that include oral and sex? You said?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wish we had a bump out deal.
Ba-da-bump.
In the show.
Why?
Because I'm kind
of I want to guess. Can I guess?
Tired. I got a backache.
You got to move a cooler.
There's two numbers. There's intercourse and there's oral.
Can we do intercourse only?
Yeah, let's just do intercourse only.
Okay, I'm going to throw out a guess.
No. You can't, not audibly.
No, I'm texting you.
Okay. Everybody text me.
Maybe that's too high.
Are you fucking kidding me? That's a year.
Huh?
That's per year.
For real?
Are you fucking kidding me?
This is just intercourse.
Yeah. Tyler, don't you be fucking throwing numbers my way, Tyler.
Oh, my God.
Tyler, stop.
He's not even in here.
Shit.
Let me give you the numbers.
But hold on. You also, like, a lot of times, so, like, I think a lot of guys would have oral way more than just intercourse. But I think you preferred intercourse, right?
Yeah.
Was I?
Yeah, I got a lot of oral, but then you become like
oral desensitized.
Yeah, like, and then you can't get off from just head.
Was I close, Bubba?
I got a roundabout number that. I'm gonna send you Anna.
Okay, this is just intercourse, or intercourse was involved.
No, this is just intercourse.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You fucked the year? What'd you do? You fucked the year.
No, you're not supposed... Did you get the number?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're not supposed to, you know... No, Lummy, I'm going to give you the number that I gave Anna.
That's insane.
There.
That's fucking wild.
I just kind of did... I did the rough math a few years ago.
Oh, man.
And that's about where I think I'm at.
That's insane.
That's just fucking... And you know what? I never got anything either. I don't know why. Well, I did get crabs in 86 from a girl.
You didn't get anything?
I got a yeast infection.
You didn't get anything?
No.
And crabs from a hippie bitch.
I got crabs.
And a poopy dick from Madeira Beach.
Well.
So hepatitis A.
Don't put that shit on Bubba, Anna. Yeah.
No pun intended. Don't put that shit on me.
Yeah, your poopy dick.
I had a Madeira Beach bad experience. I got crabs in 86, and I got a yeast infection from my wife because we were fucking, like, you know, all the time. We first hooked up.
Okay.
When you first hooked up.
That's all we got.
It's pretty impressive
I'll
for
be
that
in my
number,
office.
Brother.
I think perhaps this got away from me. This show got away from me, ladies and gentlemen.
So are always the best ones.
How low is Tyler's number he texted you?
Three, Daddy.
Tyler's probably.
Mommy, wifey, and girlfriend. That's it.
See you tomorrow.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.